The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds the Warriors will trade Draymond within the season to placate Durant? This is what happens, though. You have a group that's together for a long time, has a lot of success. I don't think it's that big a deal. It's just a big story because it's the Warriors. I don't think it's Armageddon.
You know, I think Draymond Green's a really good player. I think more highly of him than most. If you subtract Draymond Green from the Warriors, I still think they're the best team in the NBA. I mean, as long as they're still winning, you guys will get over it. I just think there's a lot of problems that need to be solved before you start going after a guy like Le'Veon Bell, because let's face it, I don't know what Le'Veon Bell would look like behind this offensive line.
You've got a guy coming back from injury who should be 100% next year, and Foreman, who I thought looked really good in his limited action last year. But you're now going to be talking about a guy who sat out an entire year, who obviously has some issues, and you're going to pay him that kind of money.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that, or you can watch us on live stream. It's now working. Missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff, including Alex Morano. Gave us a whole segment of MMA.
Mm-hmm.
And which coaches could beat up other coaches and things to do to employees.
Okay.
Pretty much. There's some other stuff in there, too. I want to do, at some point, kind of get to some of these early lines because we didn't get to yesterday, really. But, you know, if you want to keep it off the rails, we can do that.
I keep feeling like it's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, man. So I locked in my picks for our gal pool on Monday. Barry locked in his picks on Monday, which is, it's not unusual for a couple people to do it that early.
Yeah.
But no one's sent anything in since. So no, I don't know if anybody's maybe not feeling it or what.
Well, if you hadn't offended me by saying Canada was overseas, I would have already turned mine in.
I want to go back and get an air check of that. I'm pretty sure I said you've had three fights out of country.
No, out of country is not a phrase that I think has ever come out of your mouth except to defend yourself there.
Jong, I want you to pull that. That's your task for the rest of the day.
Do you remember, was it like at the beginning of the interview?
Probably in the middle.
Yeah, no, it was near the beginning. So I wasn't going to say it during the interview. I was going to make fun of you after.
Oh, okay.
But I can't believe the Bears are favored over the Vikings. No,
that's my NFL pick.
My college pick is the over on UH Tulane.
Okay,
so that's I'll give you an NFL one shortly, but
yeah, I have my
68 is
so I've got a spreadsheet where all that stuff is locked in.
Yeah.
And my picks for NCAA and NFL are Minnesota plus three.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm putting a lot of faith in the state of Minnesota this week. For a place I've never been. Over 68, you
I
said?
Over 68. I think Charlie did that earlier this year with like a Carolina and
maybe
it was South Carolina too. I don't remember. But there was one game where he had the college and NFL were the same state. So maybe I'm wrong. Man, I'm looking at some of these.
He had South Carolina and then he had the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, okay. Close enough.
Different states, though.
Yeah,
I've got the same state. Mine's the winner.
Listen, it's just like there's two Dakotas. There only needs to be one. There's two Carolinas. There only needs to be one.
That's true.
There's no reason for that.
But guess what? Charlie picked the two Carolinas, he went 2-0. There's something to that.
Maybe here's what I should do. I should do Tulane Houston over 68 and Texans Redskins over 42.5.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you. That I'm not really. I have no opinion on the NFL yet.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten to dig into it yet.
I will definitely have that pick for you tomorrow. But the college pick is in.
I mean that Minnesota pick jumped off the page at me when I saw it. And now, to be fair, take that with a grain of salt because I think I've either leaned or like flat out faded against the Bears the last 3 weeks, and I'm 0-3 in those.
Did you see that the move to Los Angeles took the Rams from -1 to -3.5?
Yeah.
I got to think there's good value in Chief there.
What did that do to, what's it do to the total is what I was curious about.
63.5 now.
Yeah, well, it opened at 63.5, so it didn't change it. So.
Well, no, it opened 62.5, went down to 61.5, and now.
Okay, back to 63.
When it moved to L.A., it opened at 63.5.
Yeah, I'm
sure. So technically, it has gone up since.
Like, I'm looking at the casinos in Vegas right now.
Yeah.
There's a casino in Vegas. The Station's casino is offering 64. Wow. I mean, it's such a crazy number. If you had, gun to head, I give you $500 and said pick over or under 63.5, what do you go with on that?
Probably going over.
See, I think I'm going under.
I'll tell you what, though. Here's my other pick. I'll take Chiefs +3.5.
Okay. There you go.
I'll lock in on
You're
that.
You're locked
right now.
In, Fred.
Thank you.
That makes three of us now.
That's looking forward to another 0-2 week. But
less people I have to text on Saturday and tell them to get their stupid picks in.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Howard asked, what are your thoughts about NFL power rankings? Top 10 seems like some teams are not ranked correctly. Top 2 seems right, but everyone else. I think right now there's 3 teams that could be in your top 3, and then I'm not going to fault anybody's. I think there's some teams that aren't good enough to be in the top 10s that are in top 10s. And, yeah, I the only power rankings that really matter to me are the Vegas ones.
Yeah.
And how they do it, because that will impact what you think the line should be. But, it's something that they do so fans can argue. So, like, if the Saints aren't number one, Saints fan can be outraged over it.
Yeah.
And so can Rams fan, and so can Chiefs fan. That is a pretty damn good game Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
409 says her brother-in-law basically spoon-fed her husband. What the heck? Don't spoon-feed anybody's husband unless they're in the hospital. That's a violation.
That's hot.
No, that's throw the flag. Throw the flag right now.
Yeah, I'm stoked about all the primetime games this week. I think Green Bay Seattle tomorrow is going to be really good.
Yeah, you got any opinions on that one?
No, I don't. I'd lean Seattle. Sad. I lean Seattle -2.5. I don't know if I'll play it. I mean, by the end of the show tomorrow, I'll probably play it because it's Thursday night football and I usually have something on it. But then that Sunday night game is the Vikings Bears game, which should be a good game, and then Monday night Kansas City and Rams, which I think will be fantastic. And even if it's not a good game, it's going to tell us a lot about what the NFL is, because I think most of the season have juggled those two teams between 1 and 2.
Yeah,
and so we're going to find out. Although sometimes, I always tend to, if the road team loses, I tend not to go too crazy about it. like the Saints beat the Rams in New Orleans. I mean, it's great to get the win.
Yeah.
But now, if the Chiefs come in to the Rams' house and beat them, that says a lot. That says a lot if the road team gets the win there.
Yeah, although that's not a great home field advantage, though.
No, but that's where they're going to play. You know, I mean, they'll never play a playoff game, but I was thinking, like, for the purpose of Rams Saints, you know, if the Rams went into New Orleans and won, they'd be able to show it, even if somehow they were the 2 seed, they'd be able to show up in New Orleans come playoff time and feel totally confident, which I don't think they can right now.
Hey, one hockey play tonight.
Okay.
If you guys are, for those of you who like to participate in that, over 6 on the Capitals Jets tonight. Second of a back-to-back for the Caps, so I don't think Holtby's going to be playing, which means the Jets will score, and you know, I think the Caps will score as well. So, in fact, I like that one quite a bit. It's the first over I've liked in a while, and it came down from 6.5 to 6. So I don't like it at 6.5, but if you can get it at 6, then, yeah, Holtby is going to play, but I will, I'll still take that. So there, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, he didn't play last night, but that's all right. I still like the over. What do we got here? Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to be betting that on my bookie.
That's the place to do it.
That's very simple. I'm going to go on there punching the ticket right now, and you can do it on that. You can do college basketball. You can do NBA. There's all kinds of things you can put it on. And the important thing is, you're going to get paid if you win. And that's the best thing about my bookie. Plus, you know what else is great about my bookie is their mobile site. I can sit there and do this on my phone just as easily as I can my laptop. And that makes such a huge difference. In-game live betting, which I can be out at dinner and get in and make bets. And they've got all kinds of options for you. All you have to do is get on your computer or mobile phone, Google My Bookie, and get your account started. Or go to mybookie.ag. They got a 50% deposit bonus now for your first-time depositors. So all you have to do, if you want to put $200 in, you'll get $100 to bet with from MyBookie for free, just using promo code radio to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Softer than this, I'm reading her lips. Oh, each line I read, she left her books in my bed and her song in my head.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Longhorn Dimitri says, my new gambling strategy is whatever team I think will cover, bet the opposite. I felt like that before. I've always...
Yeah.
There are times...
I thought about that when I was capping that Nebraska game today. I was like... Yeah, this looks really good for Nebraska. Maybe I should just bet on Seton Hall.
Yeah, that goes through your head, but the first time you do it, that's when all of a sudden your picks start coming through. It's just the way of the world. I had one other story that was a potential gem of the day that I thought you might find interesting. That the before we get to that. This is more sportsy. The updated NFL total QBR ratings for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of curious where you think Deshaun Watson would fall on that list.
On the list of like best quarterbacks in the NFL?
Well, based on QBR.
Oh, okay. I would imagine he's probably somewhere in the middle. I'd say between...
What would be the perfect Texans ranking?
Well, 16, obviously.
And that's where he is.
Is he really?
Well, yeah, he's...
Who's 15 and 17?
15, Marcus Mariota.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah. Well, again, it's QBR, which is, it's quirky, but it's better than regular rating.
Okay.
Russell Wilson, 17.
That's also surprising. I would have thought he was better.
Your top 10, Drew Brees.
Yeah, obviously.
Patricio Mahomes.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers.
Okay.
Mitchell,
no surprises yet.
Mitchell Trubisky.
I can't say I'm surprised about that one either. He's having a really good year.
Jared Goff.
Okay.
Big Ben at 6.
Yeah.
Matthew Ryan at 7.
I figured he was coming up.
Ryan Fitzpatrick still 8.
Where's my boy Andy?
Andy is 9.
Okay.
Andy Luck. Right ahead of Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Number 11, Thomas Brady.
Oh, Thommy. Thommy boy.
At 12, Captain Kirk.
Okay.
And Andrew Dalton at 13 and Cam Newton at 14.
So you're telling me you've basically listed off 1 through 17 and you haven't said the name of Aaron Rodgers, who is the consensus best quarterback in the
19
world.
On their list.
Wow.
One spot ahead of Jameis Winston.
Oh, my gosh.
And one spot behind Jose Flacco.
Hmm. Well, that ain't good.
21's Matthew Stafford. Wow, here's one.
Do we have a Nathan Peterman?
No, Nathan Peterman.
He didn't qualify?
No, he didn't qualify. Your bottom three are the Ostrich, Sam Darnold, and Josh Allen.
That sounds about right.
Josh Rosen for his bottom four. How about this, though?
How close is Case Keenum to that group?
Sir Keenum, 28.
Out of how many?
33.
Yeah.
Who would you think would be higher? I'll throw three names out there.
Let's do it.
Alex Smith, Dak Prescott, Blake Bortles.
Ugh. Those guys none of them are having a great year. I guess I would go Dak, Smith, Bortles.
Bortles, Dak, Smith.
Really?
They're all 22, 23, and 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all kind of right there together. Ahead of Derek Carr and Baker Mayfield at 26. So, yeah, just kind of found that slightly interesting, that's all. So, you fly to New Orleans a lot, right?
I usually drive.
Okay.
Well, but I've flown a few times.
It kind of ruins the whole thing then.
Yes, I fly all the time to New Orleans.
The New Orleans International Airport is teaming up with the Nature Institute to offer passengers the chance to snap gator selfies with real baby alligators.
Nope. Oh, baby alligators, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But it's aimed at raising awareness of conservation measures. But basically, if you're in the airport and you want to get a picture with a baby alligator, you're going to be able to do it now. They've actually got someone taking I don't know that it's a selfie, technically.
Right.
Even though they're calling it gator selfies, because I don't see the woman holding her own phone up there.
No, gator selfies is when you kiss the gator and you hold your phone out.
Yeah, and then the gator bites your tongue off and you bleed to death.
Well, don't tongue kiss the gator. If a gator bit you when you were tongue kissing it, I wouldn't blame that gator.
Well, if you're going to kiss the gator, you might as well go all the way.
No. Why? It's weird. It's inappropriate.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's inappropriate to kiss the gator.
Okay, fine.
So maybe if you start with that, just because I took it to a different level.
Yeah.
I was reading this Texans Wire thing on that USA Today does. They try so hard to come up with stories. And so they did a little story on what Texans games could be flexed to Sunday Night Football. Which, on the surface, you know what? They're better than expected.
Yeah, but their schedule isn't better than expected.
Well, and the funny thing is, it's like every time they bring up a game, there's like a no-doubter game. Like 6-3 Houston versus 6-3 Washington. Or, you know, you could go Rams in Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can't flex to Monday night, right?
No, that's Sunday night. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But, he says that. Then he's got this wrong because he says... They have
they flexed Bears, Vikings.
Bears, Vikings, better. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's your other one. But yeah, he's got this wrong because Rams KC is Monday, so you can't do that. That makes the story even worse. So the Titans game's on a Monday, so it can't
just
be.
Just enjoy your noon Texans games. Yeah. Come on.
All right, well, week 13, Texans and Browns. No. No,
no one wants to see that.
All right, here's one that might be interesting. Week 14, Texans and Colts. Colts could be 7-5 by then. The current game in that time slot, Seattle, Minnesota.
I mean, those are both interesting games.
Yeah, I think as of now, I'd still take Seattle, Minnesota.
I think I would too. But I mean, Seattle could possibly be all the way out of it by then, you know, and then it makes sense.
Yeah, here's one that you think, okay, this might want to do it. Texans take on Philadelphia in week 16. Eagles may have turned it around by then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just lost to Dallas on primetime.
Here's the problem. There's another game that might be interesting that day. Pittsburgh and New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
I think that one probably has a big chance. Of course, week 17, it's Texans and Jaguars, which unless the Jaguars get it together, unless Blake Bortles moves up from 22nd on the QBR list.
Yeah. Why is that a big deal? Like, is that a – I mean, if you're a Texans fan, I mean, aren't you going to watch the game on Sunday anyway?
Well, frankly, as someone who has to write and post
– you don't want it.
I don't want it. I don't like those night games. But, you know, I don't want to see that. And I know it's a big deal to Texan fan. Oh, we get to be the only game. But, no, I'm happy with noon games. I'll take noon games 24/7 and just be thrilled with it. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
All right. And if you are suffering, struggling with your testosterone count, maybe you are sluggish in the gym, maybe you're tired at work and you just don't feel like you've got as much go throughout the day, or maybe you're sluggish in the bedroom, that ain't good. Could have low testosterone, and that could affect a lot of things. Can affect your fertility, your energy, and a lot of places treat low testosterone, but most of them focus on enhancing your testosterone through synthetic injections. Man Centers wants to enhance your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone because those synthetic shots, they can damage fertility, cause dependency and long-term health issues, and even bum, 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 shrinkage. No one wants shrinkage. They've got three locations. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. That Webster location is really nice. Brand new spot. Go down and check it out. And they've got the free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. And since it's the end of the year, you've used up your insurance deductible. Now's the perfect time to go get something taken care of. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Just like us. Picture me being shook. We can both pull burners, make the motherfucker bleed. Just like us. Picture hiding.
All right, guys. Dirt-free carpet, I'm going to tell you about. Your floors and upholsteries, they took a beating over the summer when the kids were out of school, dragging a bunch of muck in. Well, now you can take advantage of Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning's fall special. Get three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry. Nowadays, the sleek, lighter-colored fabrics and carpets, they're in, but you got to keep them clean or they're going to look beat up. Get Dirt-Free Carpet's fall special, three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100. Call 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They're using no soaps, no unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals, and they've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get three rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for just $100. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I have something for you to worry about. Are you familiar with this? I think it's Oumuamua the the space object?
No.
Well, apparently in late 2017, a space object was observed tumbling past the sun. And it has a, it was a peculiar acceleration, unlike like what you would get from a, an asteroid.
Okay.
Well, some very smarts have postulated that this might be an alien spacecraft.
Okay.
Yeah. And they go into a bunch of really dorky stuff, which I'm not even going to. I mean, I don't even understand it. But apparently, because of its flattened, elongated shape and the way it has accelerated on its way through the solar system.
Why are people so stupid?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, who's really believing in that nonsense?
Oh, I think they're coming. They're coming because they want to buy Trump. They want to buy Trumpy bears.
Oh no!
Every single alien in the universe is going to be coming here now to get the Trumpy bear.
All right.
What? You don't think that's true?
No.
All right. Well, if the aliens invade, listen. I we didn't get to be the greatest show in the history of the known universe just from humans. You know that.
Well, I mean, you told me that when I got here.
Well, yeah, I was. Two hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings visiting
I've
me.
I've never talked to those guys.
Yeah, well, who says they're guys? You know, they're not necessarily bound by the gender roles that humans have. Let's not try to limit them in that. Also, Jong, have you talked about the length of Avengers 4 on your Comicast?
Yes. They are currently sitting at 3 hours at the moment. They still have. They're only about halfway done editing the whole damn thing.
Dang.
Yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, currently sitting at 3 hours. Doesn't mean that they're gonna. It's gonna
three
come
hours
out.
Each.
No, three. What do you mean three?
Oh,
hours?
Are all the movies gonna now be 3 hours or just the next Avengers movie?
Well, they have
Infinity War Part Two.
Well, they have. There is no Part Two. This is the last one.
Oh, okay.
This is Part Two.
Yeah, this is Part Two.
Okay.
But
this is the last Avengers movie.
No. This is the last Avengers movie with this like core group of characters.
Okay.
My guess is that they'll probably trim it down to like 245 or something like that.
If it's good, I'll take 3 hours.
Oh, yeah,
for
sure. I don't know why people are complaining.
Because people are stupid. That's what they
but
do.
But a lot of times they'll trim it down a lot because the you know, Disney wants this the run times to be, you know, shorter so they can get more viewings in a day so they can make more money. So
really, that's what they're about? I think if people want to see the movie, they're going to see the movie, whether it's 3 hours or an hour and a half.
Yeah, but if you're Disney or if you're Cinemark, whoever, you know, Regal, you want to squeeze in one more extra showing in that day. But because a lot of Avengers Infinity War was like that too. They trimmed it down from like, I think it was like 2 hours and 40 something minutes. They trimmed it all the way down to 2:29.
Yeah, you know what they have in the Avengers? Aliens.
They do.
I'm just saying.
They infiltrated the Earth.
Oh, gosh.
They came down from the sky.
Yeah, I bet they were in an elongated type thing that was going at a different speed than it should be they came in.
They did. It was like a triangular pyramid little thing. They landed in Africa.
Yeah.
And then all these alien-looking things ran out and started attacking Wakanda.
That's true.
You know what else that happened in? Independence Day.
Yeah. Also another made-up movie.
That was based on true events.
No, yeah. I don't think that's true.
Based on true events in an alternate universe.
Are you telling me Armageddon never happened?
Didn't happen. Fake news.
Damn it.
What about 2012?
Fake news.
Oh, boy. What about the Trumpy Bear? The Trumpy Bear movie.
That's real. No, Trumpy Bear movie, fake news.
Really?
They should do a Trumpy Bear movie where... Trump would have to play himself in the movie, I think. I guess Alec Baldwin could do it. But where the bear talks and only Trump can talk to it. And, like, they sit around smoking weed and the bear's, like, really kind of like a bad seed. And he just does all these wrong things. And he, like, has sex with people and stuff like that.
Like Ted?
Huh?
Ted could talk to anybody. It wasn't just the one guy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So it's like a Ted and Detective Pikachu movie smash.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's...
I'd go watch that.
Tremendous. It's the best movie. We've got the best people. It's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Well, then you're not going to be interested in my other UFO story either.
No. I don't want to talk about UFOs. I don't like that.
I do. I'm ready for them to show up and hopefully improve humanity.
Do you really think, listen, imagine, think about our government. If our government said, we're going to spend trillions of dollars to just go explore space.
The final frontier?
Right. Don't you think, we would be like, hey.
Would we go on a mission to explore?
We shouldn't spend trillions of dollars on space exploration to go find.
We spend trillions of dollars on hammers.
And we say.
What the hell?
Okay, but what if they say, we're going to get to another planet where we think there might be life. And then they say, well, what are you going to do with it? And we say, oh, we're just going to talk to them and stuff and try to make their world better. Like, we'd say, well, what about our world? We've got our own problems here. The only reason aliens would ever come here is to be a conquering force. There's no such thing as aliens who just want to come hang out.
I think you're putting a plot together for a Independence Day prequel.
No, I think we would go on a 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. I think that's a good thing. Not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
I hate the stuff that you're nerdy about. I have little to no interest in. Like Star Trek and Dungeons and Dragons. It's beyond my world. But
yeah, Harry Potter.
Yeah. You're nerdy about weird stuff.
I'm nerdy about things that a lot of people are nerdy about.
That's true.
That's why they have those conventions for Star Trek. But I'm not that nerdy.
I'm not friends with those people.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. There's nothing wrong with having a little nerd in you, okay?
That's what she said.
Boom.
Is it really? Is it really?
Boom.
So. I like watching those Discovery Channel things that they have, or History Channel, where aliens have already been here. Like, that's how the pyramids came to be. It's like there's all these things from the distant past that make it look like they've been here.
Yeah.
I think they saw what we were going to become and decided to get the hell out. Don't really blame them.
Yeah.
If I'm an alien and I'm a civilization that's advanced enough to fly around from one planet to another and I come here, I'd take one look and say, see ya.
Yeah.
I got no interest in you people. You can't be fixed. I don't know how we got on aliens. Okay, that's
you brought
fault.
Us to this.
I did, but I'm just kind of telling you that your idea of spending trillions to go on a mission has already been done. It's called Star Trek.
All right.
And then after its 5-year mission, they just kept making movies and stuff. And then they had kind of another group that did the same thing. And then they made even more movies. So it was really more than a 5-year mission.
And then they built the Death Star.
That's
wrong franchise? Oh, damn it.
Oh, okay. This might be the worst segment ever. You have something you want to save it with while we have 2 minutes left in it?
I had a sort of a dumbass report story.
Okay.
But it's not
involve
Monday.
Aliens?
It involves racism, but it's local.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it.
Did you hear about the firefighter, the Bel Air firefighter who got fired?
I did not.
Chris Bush posted on Facebook, which, by the way, don't have social media if you're too dumb to handle it. And he said, we should buy deer feeders, fill them with pinto beans, put them on the border, and make a new hunting season. I wonder how many Texans will buy that hunting license and how many tags would be allowed. And, of course, he's a firefighter who works for the city. And they decided that wasn't a good look. So he's no longer employed. He was employed, in fact, by the Westfield Fire Department, Bel Air Fire Department, and Harris County EMS.
Wow.
He's now employed by none of those.
Sounds like a bad attempt at humor.
Yeah.
Wrong. I mean, okay. But you can't be in that. You can't be in that job if you're going to do stuff like that.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
sorry. She says, they tried to talk to him, and his wife answered the door and defended her husband. She said, well, I don't believe we should let other people over until we take care of people under our freeways. She also said her husband was not available for comment. So, problem is, those people coming over here, they want to work. Those people under the freeways, they're not trying to work.
No, they're stealing bicycles.
Yeah. Breaking into Fred's house.
Yeah. Well, I hope that guy invested well.
Where would he do that?
He would go to Robinhood because it is a great investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. And I've been using this now for a couple of years. And they really are trying to make financial services work for everybody, not just the wealthy. It's a great way to get started. It's a great way to get in and learn about how to invest and follow stocks and track other stocks and do the ones you have. I get on there every day, check my numbers. And I also, there's other stocks that I've been following if they drop to a certain point that I want to jump on. And I do it every day, and it's so easy, right there on my phone. And here's the cool part. Other brokerages will charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You trade the stocks, you keep all your profits. It's a great way to learn how to invest as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track favorite companies, custom notifications for price movements. You're all set. Right now, Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Get in the game. Start investing now. That's faour.robinhood.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And Sports Map 94.1.
All right, guys. Coming up on, I guess it's tonight. Hey, it's tonight. Mike and the Moon Pies are at Carbach. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., some good brew, good tunes, good time, so make sure you get out there. Every Monday, they do bingo in the beer garden from 6 to 8, multiple rounds, prizes, no fee to play, so just hang out, have a good time, play some bingo, try to win some prizes, drink some beer. It's good times. The first Mondays of the month, they do the Carbach Brews Cruise, so if you like beer and bikes, join the Brews Cruise, followed by a Carbach Happy Hour at the brewery, and every Thursday is the Running Club. It's a running club that's followed by craft beer, which means it's the best type of running club. You break a sweat with the Carbach Running Club, you earn free beer. Can't beat that deal. They've got fantastic food at the restaurant. I tell you about it all the time. The poutine, the Korean fried chicken, the crab cakes, the Hatch chili mac and cheese. It's all out of this world. Great pizza, great fish and chips. They do brunch from 11 to 2 on Saturdays and Sundays. They're open 11 to 9 daily for lunch and dinner. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com. Greatest website in the history of the known universe. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday. Famous deaths. And we start with, in 2003, Jonathan Brandis, American actor, commits suicide at 27. I'm not familiar with his work.
He was the kid in, I think he was the kid in Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield, where he dressed up like a girl.
Okay.
He dressed up like a girl to be on the girls' soccer team, because I don't think he could make the boys' soccer team.
And that's when he killed himself.
Probably.
2017, Bobby Doerr, American Baseball Hall of Fame second baseman, dies at 99. That's a hell of a run.
That is a good run.
Not familiar with his work either. 2004, Yasser Arafat, dead at the age of 75. Am familiar with his work. Boy, I haven't heard half these people. 1966, Clooney McPherson, Canadian inventor of the gas mask. What's this doing on here?
Gas mask? It's a slow week, Fred.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's a slow week for deaths.
Clooney should... Well, never mind. More people would... not worn gas masks. We might have a longer list today. Okay, 2012, Sergio Oliva, American bodybuilder. Not familiar with him. 1915, Booker
Sergio T. Sergio Garcia?
No, Oliva.
Oh.
Or Oliva. Booker T. Washington. That's not the wrestler, right?
That's right, brother.
Five times.
Of the world, brother.
He died at 59. He was an educator and organizer. He's very famous. 1880, Ned Kelly, Australian outlaw and bushranger.
Boy, these are hard times.
Talk about a job I'd like to have. That sounds pretty fun to me. Who's executed at the age of 25? All right.
I'm not a bush guy.
Well, I prefer not to, but that's why you need a ranger, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just saying. 1892, he's got two paragraphs on something called Thomas Neal Cream, a Scottish serial killer, also known as the Lambeth Poisoner. He poisoned his victims. He was executed after his attempt to frame others for his crime brought him to the attention of London police. Unsubstantiated rumors suggested his last words as he was being hanged were probably... it was a confession that he was Jack the Ripper, even though he was supposed to be in prison at the time of the Ripper murders. Dude, if I were a serial killer and I was about to get hanged, I would claim to be Jack the Ripper.
Why not?
Yeah, take it all. 2008, Debbie, the world's oldest polar bear. Really? I thought this was going to be Dobby from Harry Potter. No. 2004, Nicole Simpson's dog? Really?
This is a really sad...
This is the... Okay, now we're on to the best deaths, allegedly.
By the way, Nicole Simpson's dog was named Cato?
Yeah. After Cato Kalin. I think.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, people name their dogs Fred all the time. I'm sure they're naming him after me. 2018, respect on his name, Stan Lee, co-founder of Marvel Comics, dead at the age of 95. 2005, Eddie Guerrero, professional wrestler.
Yeah, I saw him wrestle.
Okay. 2004, Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah, Big Baby Jesus.
That's a big one. Okay.
Dirk Schultz.
2000, DJ Screw.
Dirk McGirt.
Who I'm not familiar with, but there's a very cool thing in Eighth Wonder of him that's done with screws. It's his face.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're not familiar with DJ Screw?
No. Sorry.
That's shameful Houston level. But yeah. I mean, it's all right.
I mean, I know who he is. I know he's from here, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you any of his music.
Okay.
Clark Gable. He was gone with the wind in 1960 at the age of 59. But frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And finally, here's your porn star.
Okay.
Lisa DeLue. Ooh. 1993.
Ooh. Died from a... Not from an overdose, but from a drug needle infection that eventually took her arm and traveled to her neck and killed her.
I'm going to say close enough, AIDS complications.
Thank you.
Because that could have been a complication.
Right.
So, and it was creative, so I'm going to give it to you. And that's your death. Boy, this might be the worst week I can ever
remember.
That was
pretty bad. Like the best dead guy was Stan Lee.
Yeah.
And he just died. What if he wouldn't have died?
Then the best dead guy probably would have been one of the rappers, right?
Yeah. Man, that's rough.
And since I know nothing about it, then...
Do you know what rap group Old Dirty Bastard was a member of?
Well, yeah, because it's on the thing here. Okay. It says member of Wu-Tang Clan.
Damn it.
I actually saw them in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at that festival we went to.
Old Dirty wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there. They clearly missed him.
Yeah.
It was not very good, but it's also not my scene. So
that's all right.
I've seen some rap and hip hop acts live. They're really, really good. And part of it was I just everything that I saw there, with the exception of Jim Jeffries, was so miserable that maybe that colored my opinion.
It could.
Because, I mean, almost every comedian was awful and they were all political. And just by day two of that, I'm like, dude, why am I here? I'm just trying to... fend off another divorce.
It's a good move, though.
Yeah, well, she's a good earner.
Exactly. You gotta blow that one.
Yeah. I love this song.
Do you really?
Yeah. Have you ever heard the metal version of it? There's a metal version of this that's pretty badass.
I've got good news. Nebraska -7 is now currently covering by 5 points 10 minutes into the game.
By the way, that Winnipeg over has jumped to -130. I think I'd pass on it if I were you at -130. I got it at 15. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman.
Thank you, Fred.
That was not very good today.
You weren't bad.
No, that was awful today.
No, I know.
Worse than my picks. I'll rally tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
He's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big day.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.